to turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 24. Book of Proverbs, chapter 24. I'd like to read verses 30 through verse 34. These are verses that we've preached on through the years. There's much here for those that are saved. Again, reading with verse 30. I went by the field of the slothful, by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof. And the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Solomon here in verse 30 says, I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. That is, this one man had a field for agricultural purposes. He had a vineyard. Solomon says, I went by the field, went by the vineyard of this particular man. I picture Solomon passing through the country, perhaps just on a walk, and as he was doing so, he looks over and he sees an estate belonging to a farmer of his country. And this estate consisted of a field, a vineyard, and a stone wall. What he saw, he described in verse 31. And what he saw surprised him and shocked him. It's not what he was expecting to see. This is obvious from the way that he began the description. In verse 31, he says, and lo. And the word lo is a word that expresses wonder and amazement and even shock. And he says that he saw, he considered it, and then he says, and I looked upon it. So Solomon stopped and began to stare at that field, began to stare at that vineyard, began to consider, began to think upon, began to contemplate and reflect upon what he was seeing. He says, I looked upon it. Again, that's more than a passing glance. He looked upon it intently. He looked upon it with a very observant eye. And he saw that the field was covered with thorns, and the vineyard with nettles. And he looked over and he saw the stone wall was broken down. And again, he pondered this and he meditated upon it. And he says that he received instruction what he saw. And the instruction that he received is recorded in verse 33 and verse 34. The instruction was, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come. And because of what he saw, Solomon knew that he was looking upon the field and the vineyard that belonged to a slothful man, a man that was void of understanding. So picture in your mind the landscape that Solomon was looking at. It's not hard to picture because the description is pretty apt in verse 31. He's looking at a field. He's looking at a vineyard. And they're all grown over, with thorns and nettles covered the face thereof. And the stone wall was broken down. Now, I believe that this is a very definite spiritual application to these verses for you and I that are saved. I want to speak today on what is your spiritual landscape. And I challenge you today to take a good look. Take a good look at your spiritual landscape. What do you see? Well, it's just a passing glance. You may not see much, but I mean, take a good look. What do you see? What others see as they pass by? So we want to speak upon that subject. What is your spiritual landscape? First of all, notice Solomon describes what he sees. He first of all describes the field and the vineyard. He said it was all, that is, the field and the vineyard. They were all grown over with thorns. That is, thorns were everywhere. And nettles covered the face thereof. That is, covered the face of the field, covered the face of the vineyard. Everywhere was those prickly weeds, those brambles. They had covered the face thereof. This field and this vineyard were not always like this. We know that because the text indicates that the field and the vineyard became this way through sloth and neglect. So the field and the vineyard were not always covered with thorns. The field and the vineyard were not always covered with nettles. There was a time when it was not so. The stone wall was not always broken down. There was a time when that wall was very adequate and served its purpose. I imagine there was a time when the field and the vineyard flourished. But not now. Now all Solomon sees is thorns and nettles. I imagine at one time the field and the vineyard held great promise. But not now. It's all covered with thorns and nettles. I'm sure at one time the field was very beautiful to look upon. There were beautiful plants, vegetation, but not now. Now it's overgrown with thorns and nettles. I'm sure at one time the field was of great benefit to the owner and even of benefit to others that the owner might have shared with, but not now. That which was at one time beneficial and useful is now all grown over with thorns and nettles. You see, this field and this vineyard were now fruitless. And the reason they were fruitless is because it was overgrown with weeds, with thorns and nettles. The truth is, the thorns and the nettles were allowed come in. The thorns and the nettles were not only allowed to come in, they were allowed to take over. And the good that was once there has been choked and has been strangled. And now it's a sad sight. Solomon goes on and he says, and the stone wall, that is, the stone wall of the field and the vineyard, was broken down. Again, at one time, it was a very good wall, a wall that was more than adequate, a wall that served its purpose. But now, the wall, the stone wall, this isn't a wall of wood, this is a stone wall, a solid wall. Now it's broken down. So even if there had been vegetables, and even if there were fruit in the field and in the vineyard, you see, it would have been destroyed. It would have been stolen because the wall was broken down. There is a problem here either way. You see, the wall was meant for protection. The wall protected the field. The wall protected the vineyard. The wall also served as a boundary marker to mark this man's property. But now the wall is broken down. So there we have before us this man's property. It's in a state of ruin. It's in a state of decay. And this was a shock to Solomon, and it was truly a sad sight to Solomon to see this field and this vineyard overgrown with thorns and nettles, and to see the stone wall broken down. This was something that evoked great feeling and consideration in the heart and in the mind of Saul or Solomon. But how much more when a soul is in that condition? How much more thought that should evoke? How much more consideration should we give to a soul that's in that condition? And there are many children of God that is the exact condition of their soul. That is their landscape. Solomon has described their landscape. Wasn't always that way. There was a time where there was the fruit of the Spirit, but now it's all grown over with thorns. And the wall that was once there, it's no longer. It's broken down. So this man's property was in a state of ruin and decay. And we want to make application of this to you and I, the saved. Again, I ask you today, take a good look at your spiritual landscape. And it's sad that the landscape of many children of God is overgrown with thorns and overgrown with nettles. And you see, the thorns have choked, and the thorns have strangled the seed of God's word, and children of God have become fruitless. And in place of that fruit is the thorns and the nettles. Jesus, in the parable of the soil, said that the Word of God is the seed, and that Word of God fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. It yielded no fruit. Later in the parable, in Mark chapter 4 and verse 19, he described the thorns. He said, the cares of this world, they're the thorns. That is, the responsibilities, the burdens, and the concerns that we all have. These things can be thorns, and these things can take root in our lives and overgrow our landscape. The cares of this world. He goes on and he mentions the deceitfulness of riches. Those things that you believe that somehow will make your life better, somehow will improve your life, and you've just got to have. Those are the thorns that'll take root. And then he goes on and he mentions the lust of other things entering in. Choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. These are the thorns. You see, it's these thorns that keep us running over here and running over there, ignoring our spiritual fields, ignoring our spiritual vineyards, ignoring the stone walls, ignoring those things, and allowing those things to be taken over. The thorns. Just like this man, he allowed the thorns to come in, and he allowed them to stay. It's no different with you and I. The lives of many of God's people are overgrown with thorns and nettles. And it's sad Because the thorns and the nettles have taken root. And they've spread over the entire landscape. And they have choked and they have strangled the spiritual aspect of one's life. It is truly a sad sight. And what is truly sad is it's everywhere. We see also for many children of God, the wall has been broken down. The wall in those days, of course, was a boundary. It served many purposes. It was an identifying and distinguishing boundary. It marked property lines. But the wall has been broken down. And for many, the walls that should identify you as a child of God, the walls that should distinguish you from others, have been broken down. They're all down. The walls were for protecting. They were a protecting boundary. And for many, those walls have been broken down. God in His mercy and God in His grace sets up boundaries in our life. Now, I know there's a lot of folks that do not like boundaries, but you ought to thank God for the boundaries that God has set in your life. And God help you when you go to destroying those boundaries and when you step beyond those boundaries. It's in the mercy and the grace of God that He has set these boundaries. And He has set these boundaries so that you and I will only go to a certain point. But when the boundaries are gone, it's hard to say where we'll go. It's hard to say how far we'll go. He sets those boundaries to prevent certain things from entering into our lives. And also to prevent certain things from going out of our lives. Boundaries. But in the case of many, the wall has been broken down. Godly principles is a wall. But in the lives of many, that wall is no longer. Solid doctrine is a wall. Godly habits are a wall. By godly habits, I mean prayer, Bible reading, church attendance, and on we can go. Those are all walls. Life of many, the wall's broken down. Godly convictions. It's like a wall. It's sad to me when somebody says, oh, I used to have that conviction. That's sad. Because what you've just said is, I had it, but that wall's broken down. That wall once stood, but it's broken down. And what's sadder yet is so many say, I once had those convictions and now they're proud that they don't. They're proud that the wall is broken down. They're glad that the wall is broken down. It's because they lack understanding. Just like this man. The wall is broken down. The lines of distinction are gone. The lines of identification are gone. The lines of protection are gone. And now things enter in that would have never entered in before. Because the wall is broken down, they can enter in. And not only do things enter in, but much is lost that would have never been lost had the wall stayed intact. Now, I'm speaking personally of you and I as individuals. The same applies to churches as well, but that's not our message. The wall is broken down. So Solomon says in verse 31, "And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles covered the face thereof, and the stone wall was broken down." It was not always like that. So that leads us to the question, how did this come about? What caused this to happen? And what caused this to happen is the same thing that causes God's people to be overgrown with thorns and nettles and to have the stone wall broken down. So how did the landscape get to be this way? Well, we're told that the man's property got to be this way because he was slothful. Solomon says, "I went by the field of the slothful." The word slothful means sluggish. A disinclination to action. Laziness. Idleness. And as Solomon thought upon that field, as he thought upon that vineyard overgrown with thorns and nettles, and as he thought upon the wall that was now broken down, he came to the conclusion that this was all owned by a slothful man. One who was sluggish. One who was disinclined to take care of his property. One who had neglected his property. You see, his property didn't happen overnight. It was a process of time. So this man's property got to be this way because he was slothful concerning his property. But also we're told that it got to be this way because he lacked understanding. This man, the fact that this man's property got in such a condition reveals that he is a man that did not understand. He did not understand the value of his field. He did not understand the value of his vineyard. He did not understand the value of his wall. He lacked understanding. In other words, he wasn't thinking right. He lacked insight. He lacked comprehension of what he had. He had a field. He had a vineyard. And he did not understand what he had. This is how his field got to be the way it was. This man's property got to be this way, not only because he was slothful, not only because he lacked understanding, but because of his attitude. In verse 32, Solomon declares that he had received instruction. He then goes on to mention what he had learned. And what he learned declares the attitude of this slothful man. This man void of understanding. Yet a little sleep. That is just a little more. Just a little longer. A little slumber. A little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come. What was behind the field and the vineyard being overgrown with thorns and nettles, what was behind the wall being broken down, was the attitude of this man toward his property. That's behind it all. This man's attitude. And his attitude toward his property was a result of the fact that he is slothful and that he does not understand. Now, did this man ever intend for his field and his vineyard to become fruitless? Of course not. That was not his intention. The first day he slept in, that was not his intention. The second day, the third day, the fourth day, it was not his intention for the field to become fruitless and overgrown with thorns. It was not his intention for the wall to be broken down. This man did not intend to become poor. But this is all what happened. All of those things happened. And the truth is, none of it had to happen. That's the truth. None of it had to happen. He could have tilled the field. He could have gone out and cultivated the vineyard if he had chosen to do so. But every day, he looked upon his field. He looked upon his vineyard. He could see the thorns. He could see the nettles. He could see that the wall was beginning to crumble in certain places. And this man could have gone out and tilled the field, cultivated the vineyard, and repaired the wall. But he chose to do something else. A little sleep. Just a little more sleep. And you can put anything, and that's another message, but you can put anything in the place of that sleep. Just a little more. Just a little more slumber. And again, you can put anything in that place. Just a little more folding of the hands. I know this isn't helping me spiritually, but I'm only going to do it a little longer. That's the attitude behind this. I know of individuals who have been saying ever since I've been in the ministry, "Brother Dan, I know I need to get in church, and I'm going to. It's been 30 years." They're still not. Been here a little over 4, and I've had people tell me, "I know I ought to be there, and I'm going to. It's been 4 years, and they're still not here." And guess what? It'll probably be another 4, and they're still not coming. Because they have the same problem that this man has. Just a little more. Just a little more. Didn't have to happen. He had the ability to take care of all these things. But every day, just a little more sleep. Just a little more slumber. Just a little more folding of the hands. You see, every day he did something else other than take care of his field and his vineyard and his wall. Every single day. And I am sure that in his mind, he was thinking, "I'll get around pulling those thorns. I'm going to get around to taking care of those nettles." And I'm sure he thought for a while, "I'm going to get around to repairing that wall that's beginning to crumble. And now the wall's completely broken down." And he's thinking, "I'm going to get around to fixing that wall." You see, the attitude is, "I'll get around to it." But they never do. And the end result is the field and the vineyard are covered with that which chokes and strangles spiritual life. You see, the man did not understand. The more you allow the thorns and the nettles to grow, the more life it strangles out. That is true spiritually as well. The condition of this man is descriptive of many with regard to spiritual matters. Many who, by no stretch of the imagination, could be considered slothful in their secular lives are spiritual sluggards. They are spiritually lazy. They have no inclination toward the spiritual. They are inclined to neglect to read the Word of God. They are inclined to neglect prayer. They are inclined to neglect worship. They know they need to deal with the sin in their lives. They know they need to deal with their sinful flesh. And they're going to one day. But in the meantime, it's strangling the spiritual life that is in them. And they lack understanding. They don't understand what's going on in their spiritual landscape. And the result of this activity or inactivity is that their lives are overgrown with thorns and nettles, and the stone wall is broken down. And like this man in our text, many of God's people are void of understanding. They're void of understanding. They do not understand. They have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. They have been delivered from the curse of the law. They have been delivered from the shackles of sin. They have been justified freely by God's grace. They're on their way to heaven to be forever with the Lord. Yet they have no inclination or very little inclination towards serving the one who saved their soul. I'm telling you, they're void of understanding. They do not understand. They constantly and continually put the things of the world ahead of the care of their souls. I'm telling you, they're void of understanding. They constantly and continually choose other things over the care of their souls. They're void of understanding. Result is, their lives are overgrown with thorns and nettles, and the stone wall is broken down. And like the man in our text, you and I can look out and we can see the condition of our spiritual landscape. We can see it. If you look, you can see it. And you can see, at times, the ground needs tilling. At times, the ground needs cultivating. That's true in all of our lives. You can see there's some thorns out there. You can see that there's some nettles over here. You can see that the wall is beginning to crumble in a few places. You can see all of that. And just like the man in the text, you will choose to do something. You will choose to do something. You will choose either to do something else than taking care of those thorns. Right now, there may only be a few thorns. Maybe just a few nettles. Maybe the wall is just barely beginning to crumble. But you choose to do something else. You wake up tomorrow, there's a few more thorns. A few more nettles. And you choose to do something else. Just a little more. Just a little more. Just a little more. And that goes on for a period of time. Soon the landscape is filled with thorns and nettles. And the spiritual aspect of your life has been strangled. And you now you don't even have the strength or the desire to take care of the thorns and nettles. It's too big of a job now in your thinking. Just like this man, we have opportunity. We have opportunity to take care of the landscape. We choose to neglect those opportunities. The thorns and the nettles are going to take root. And they're going to spread. And they will choke and strangle. If you do not take care of the thorns and nettles, of bitterness, I'm telling you, it's going to spread. You say, well, it'll go away. No, it won't. Not on its own. It's not going to happen. You choose not to take care of the thorns and the nettles of unbelief. Those things are going to take root. You choose to do other things rather than take care of the thorns and the nettles of indifference and apathy. I'm telling you, those things are going to take root. And one day you're going to look at your landscape and it's going to be overgrown with thorns and nettles. Now you've got a problem. Now you've got a lot of work to do. Remember when you were first saved. Remember all the times since you've been saved that God has revived your heart. And that day that you were saved, and all the times that God has revived your heart, you were excited. You were excited about God's Word. You were excited about learning from God's Word. You were excited about church. You were excited about being around God's people. You were excited about your spiritual potential. Oh, we've seen it happen hundreds of times. People get right with God. They get revived, and they're so happy. They begin to see, yes, I've wasted these years, but I've got potential, and I'm going to make something of it. And they do nothing. And here come the thorns. And here come the nettles. All over again. It happens over and over and over. So I ask you today, what does your spiritual landscape look like? Have the fields and the vineyards become overgrown with thorns and nettles? Has the wall been broken down? And I want you to know that it is spiritual neglect that produces these things. You don't have to go out and kill anybody. You don't have to go out and rob a bank to produce a landscape filled with thorns and nettles. All you have to do is neglect it. And the thorns and the nettles will take root. You can go out in your yard, not today, of course, but you can go out in your yard and you can dig out all the rocks and you can chop all the roots and you can till it and you can level it and you stop there and do nothing else. And guess what's coming? The thorns and the nettles. And that is exactly what many do spiritually. They do part way. They never go all the way. And then they leave it. And guess what happens? The thorns and the nettles come. These are the same people that say, Brother Dan, I tried over and over and over. You see, you stopped short. Yes, you tilled the ground. You did all that, but you didn't plant any seed. And then when you planted the seed, you didn't take care of it. Our landscapes get into ruins because of neglect. We need to wake up where we are spiritually. We need to wake up and see where we are spiritually. And we need to get busy pulling up some thorns. We need to get busy pulling up some nettles by the root. And we need to get busy building up the broken down wall. And don't take the attitude of this man. Oh, I'm going to. And I believe that may be your intention. You really believe, yes, I'm going to someday. But you know, the days have a way of just keep on coming. And we always have something else to do. Just a little more sleep. And it may not be sleep we're talking about. It could be anything. Just a little bit more of this. Just a little bit more of that. Well, I've talked to people who say, well, in 5 years I'll be at such and such, and in 5 years I'll be able to come to church. And every single time, without exception, the 5 years is up and they're still not in church. It's still not. I believe that perhaps it was their intention. They honestly believed, yes, once I get rid of this job, I'll be there. But they're not. You see, because there's always something. You have to take care of the root problem, which is the heart. We need to get busy digging up the thorns, digging up the nettles, because it is simple neglect that'll bring your landscape to ruins. Perhaps you can look at your landscape, your spiritual landscape today, and perhaps you see beautiful plants. You can see the fruit of the Spirit. You can see that the wall is strong. The godly principles are there. The godly convictions are there. That's wonderful. I hope that there are many who can see that in their lives. But I want you to know, you can't be satisfied with that. You can't just neglect it. Because if you do, it won't be long. And the thorns will begin to come. And the nettles will begin to come. The best way to take care of our spiritual landscape is the first thorn you see, take care of it. The first nettle you see, take care of it. The first time you see that your wall of godly principles and godly convictions is beginning to crumble in an area, you need to get over that area and begin to work. Don't neglect your spiritual landscape. Brother Tim, if you'd come and...